know, I just got done with a big project in my yard. Yeah, there was a big excavator in my yard. Very exciting. Have no idea what such a thing would cost, but it sure did make a big dig in my yard. Yeah. My next guest is Eric Urbane. He is the Director of External Affairs for Miss Dig 811. Eric, good to have you back.
Glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
You know, I did just do some pond reclamation, I guess you would call it, and I had an excavator in my yard, and they did call and make sure that everything was safe, because you got to do that. And something else that I want to do in my yard is put in some tiles, as they say. I've got a couple parts of my yard that don't drain particularly well in the spring, so I'm going to have to put in a trench about, I don't know, 30 or 35 inches deep and put a draining system in there. But before I do that, I mean, there's internet service, there's electric service, there's telephone service, all sorts of things down there. And if I make a mistake, it can be a huge problem, not just for me, but for my neighbors. And if I really screw up, you know, people could get hurt or worse, right?
Absolutely. You know, we're all faced with the, I guess, inconvenience of maybe knocking out one of your vital utility services or a neighbor's. But more importantly than that is the potential risks, you know, that come with digging into maybe a natural gas line or electric line. Most important thing about Miss Dig 811 is hopefully keeping everyone out there safe.
Well, and that is number one. I mean, you don't want to hit something, especially, listen, when you've got a 50-foot long arm out there pulling up, you know, dirt, that's no time to go, wonder if I should have called. That's not a time to do that. No, you probably should make sure that you're doing that ahead of time. I mean, the fact of the matter is, there are so many things buried these days, and there might be things there you don't even think about. But yes, in this day and age, you point out how interconnected we are and how frustrating it is when we lose internet service. Well, if you're the guy that knocks out the whole neighborhood, you're not getting invited to the neighborhood party that year, are you?
No, that's a great way to become unpopular really quickly.
Yeah. So what kinds of things are down there? I mean, what kinds of things, when somebody says, okay, I want to dig in the yard, and it's anything significant. What are they potentially interfering with if they don't get a hold of Miss Dig and make sure that it's a clear green light?
Sure. No, that's a great question. So you have to think that, you know, each of us have electricity and heat coming to our homes, obviously our telephone and cable, and then our water and sewer facilities can all be, you know, buried underground. We have 1,500 buried facility owners that are tied into the Miss Dig system that range in all kinds of various utilities. But the ones you're going to see in your yard most often that are tied into Miss Dig, again, are the phone, cable, electricity, natural gas, and your water and sewer facility. So pretty much everything that we take for granted on a daily basis is tied into the Miss Dig 811 system to help protect it.
So natural gas, see, there's one I didn't think about. I have natural gas in my house. Didn't think about that. Wouldn't even begin to know where such a line was running. But obviously it serves the neighborhood. So I hired this contractor, like I mentioned. I didn't run the 50-foot long arm. I'm not quite that cool. So this contractor showed up and did the digging, right? And I said, did you call? Yeah, we took care of that. Always look at it and always make sure that we're – and this is what they do. So I expect – but is it my responsibility to call or is it the contractor's responsibility? Who's involved there?
Ultimately, the party doing the actual digging is who we want to be talking to at Miss Dig 811. So if you've hired a contractor, we would expect them to reach out to us. And for all the do-it-yourselfers out there, if you're actually the one putting the hole in the ground, we would like to hear from you. Because in the event that something were to happen, we certainly hope that doesn't happen, but if some type of incident were to happen, the utility providers in the area want to be able to reach out and talk to the person directly associated with the digging itself.
Yeah. So, all right, here's my question. Time frame. Took me a while to get those guys here because they're busy in the spring tiling fields mostly. So it took me a while to get them here. But how long in advance does somebody need to call? What's the time frame? And does it change with the magnitude of the dig that you're going to conduct?
That's actually a really good question there. So job big or small, it doesn't necessarily change the time frame. So there's a minimum time frame of 3 business days. So not just 3 calendar days, but business days, which of course doesn't include weekends and holidays. That's the minimum time frame. But we will gladly take requests from folks up to 14 days in advance. So we have about a two-week window where we would like to see folks get a hold of us, anywhere from 14 days in advance right up to 3 business days in advance. And the more time you can give us, you know, in that window, I think the more likelihood you're going to have a successful job and have that stuff located properly.
And where do they call? I mean, let's be perfectly honest. Who do they call? Where do they call? How do they do it?
So Mystic 811 can be reached easily enough by phone by simply dialing 811. But we do a lot of stuff online, like so many of us nowadays. So you can also reach out to us at our website, which is MissDig811.org.
Pretty simple stuff. I have one other question for you, because when I moved into this house not that long ago, they had done some different things. And there were different flags all over the yard, different colors. Do they signify different things? Are the flags, one's cable, assuming one's cable, one's internet, one's a gas line. That was my guess, but I just want to make sure I'm right.
You're absolutely right. So, yeah, you're certainly going to see a rainbow of colors out there. But when you see an orange line, that's your telecommunications cable and internet. Red flags represent electric facilities. The yellow flags are your natural gas. Naturally, blue is for water. And then if you were to see a green flag out there, that's...
We lost you just a little bit there, Eric, but yeah, they all signify different things. So here's the takeaway with Eric Urbain, Director of External Affairs, MissDig 811. You can look it up online, MissDig 811, or call 811. You've got a minimum of 3 business days to do that, up to 14 days out, but make sure you do, because it'll save you a headache and maybe worse, and you don't want to be unpopular in the neighborhood if you disconnect everybody's cable and internet service, because that makes you really unpopular. Eric, greatly appreciate you as always. It is a word of the wise, 811 before you dig. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.